Now that you heard clips from those great songs like the Backstreet Boys' Back to Your Heart and Change My Mind by John Barry and I'll Never Stop Loving You with Britney Spears and She's Gonna Fly by Colin Ray, here's the man who wrote them all. Sometimes you don't get to know these folks until you meet them here at PNP Network. But with us right now is Jason Blum, ace songwriter. Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Welcome to the network.
Thanks so much.
Great stuff. Boy, it's been a good year for you last year, huh?
It has been so unbelievable. I'm expecting to wake up any minute now and find out it's all been a dream. I'm going to be mad if that happens.
In the past year, your album, the albums that had your songs on them sold more than 25 million copies.
Well, at this point, it's more than 28 million, but who's counting?
Wow. Hey,
what's a couple of million here or there?
It's amazing. I mean, hitching on to the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears, you can't lose on that deal.
I know it. I'm so lucky. I also have a song on the new Britney Spears album that comes out the week from tomorrow.
Is that the one, Dear Diary?
Yeah, and I wrote it with Britney Spears, which was an incredible experience.
Wow. What's she like? Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, I'll be really honest and say I went into the situation expecting, you know, some arrogant, you know, little kid with a lot of attitude and no talent. And I'm being honest. That's what I went in expecting, and I couldn't have been more wrong. She is the sweetest, most normal, funny, adorable young lady who was very, very talented. And I even got to produce her on the demo of our song, and I told her point blank, I didn't think you could sing that good, and you're really good. So it was such a pleasure.
Wow. So she must have been pleased with your job as well.
She really was. I love this song. It's a very special moment, and they recorded it with a full orchestra, and it's the last song on the album that comes out next week.
Wow. Any plans for it to be a single? Do you have any idea?
Well, at this point, I think it's too soon to tell. But I'll keep my fingers crossed.
The song that you wrote for her before, I'll Never Stop Loving You, actually was on her, was it European one, wasn't it?
Right. It was available everywhere outside the U.S., but in the U.S., you could only get it at Target on a compilation album called Positive Interference.
It's a really nice song, too.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was happy with it. But in terms of it being an unbelievable year, on top of all of that stuff, my book came out by Billboard Books. It's called Six Steps to Songwriting Success, and the reviews have been just everything I could have dreamed of and more. So it just is. This is the year I've waited for. It took 20 years to get there.
Well, it was certainly worth the ride. You've been involved in records in all different phases. I mean, you know, from production to, you know, even A&R and stuff, right?
You know, it's funny. Other people would have loved to have a job like that. It would have been their dream. I worked with artists looking for songs for some of the biggest superstars, Diana Ross, Barry Manilow, the Judds, the Pointer Sisters, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. I mean, the list goes on and on. But to be honest, for me, all I wanted was to be a songwriter. I didn't want to be, you know, listening to other people's songs. I wanted it to be my songs. But that was a long journey to get there.
Do you remember when you wrote your first song?
I absolutely do, and I know what it was. I was 12 years old when I wrote Eternal August, strumming it on my father's mandolin, and hopefully my writing's come a long way. I'll tell you, something that brings up is back then, I had no clue whatsoever that there were any rules or tools or structures. I just wrote completely what was in my heart, whatever I felt like writing. And it took a lot of years for me to even find out that there were tools and there were things I could do to express what was in my heart in a way so that 30 million radio listeners would feel it and would understand melodically and lyrically what it is I was trying to say. So now I'm on a mission to help other songwriters and teach them that it's not about luck, it's not about who you know, although those can come in handy, it's about really mastering your craft. And it's possible.
As a person who has been writing songs since 13, I understand, and I was reading your book, and again, here's something that wouldn't have been nice if you had this when you were growing up. But really, there's never been anything like this until you've written it. There have been a few songwriting books, I've seen them, and I've received them in the mail, but not from someone with your pedigree.
Yeah, that's what sort of makes this book special. It is the only songwriting book written by someone who's a current hit songwriter. And I also, like you said, have a lot of the background behind the scenes. And all those years when I was so miserable having to work those jobs that I didn't want to work, I could never have imagined how much I was learning and how much it's come in handy now.
When you're sitting down and writing a song, a song like Back to Your Heart or any of these songs, Change My Mind, do you see yourself, this is a hit, I got a hit here?
Well, sometimes. It doesn't happen often, but I'll tell you the truth. I'm working on a song right now with one of the Backstreet Boys for their next album, and I know it in my gut, as true as I've ever known anything. I think the song's a smash.
Even Back to Your Heart, actually, it's amazing to me. It sounds like it was written for the Backstreet Boys.
Well, it was. I actually wrote it with Gary Baker, who is best known for writing I Swear, but also with Kevin Richardson of the Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
It was actually the first song that Kevin had ever written, and I was so impressed with his input. I mean, that song could never have existed without his input. It was quite an exciting day for me. Actually, I got a phone call from my publisher saying to me, if you want to write with one of the Backstreet Boys, you've got 15 minutes to get in your car and head to Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Someone else had canceled.
Wow.
And that day, I mean, literally changed my life. We're looking at 22 million album sales worldwide.
Now, here's another interesting thing, folks, for all you folks listening. We're talking with Jason Blum, songwriter. Jason lives in Nashville, Tennessee. So you think, ah, country writer. But you have had songs at the same time on the country pop and R&B charts.
Miracles happen. The truth of the matter is that I started out thinking that country music, I don't want to offend anybody, but I thought country music was a bunch of garbage. I didn't even think it was music. I never listened to it. And I wound up getting a temp job in L.A. because I was so poor, I literally was eating cat food to survive. That is not an exaggeration.
Mm.
And I finally decided I needed to get some kind of a temp job to survive, wound up getting sent to RCA Records in the country promotion department. And the first hour on the job, they asked me to mail out a brand new single by a brand new artist, and it was the Judds.
Hmm.
And I loved it so much. It felt like, you know, oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found you. And I decided I wanted to write that kind of music as well as the pop songs I'd been writing.
Yeah.
And actually, I lived in Los Angeles, but my first big cut was with the Oak Ridge Boys in 1991, and that's what really introduced me to Nashville.
You know, the song we were listening to earlier, we had played a little clip of it before we talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called She's Gonna Fly. Colin Ray did it. Obviously a song about Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have an experience with that personally?
Not personally, but my co-writer, who is the incredible Grammy-nominated Karen Taylor Good, she's best known for How Can I Help You Say Goodbye. But ironically, she has number one song this week on the dance charts also. But anyway, Karen's mother is in her mid-80s and just was not really doing well in the memory department. And we got together to write, and Karen started crying and told me what was happening with her mother. My father is turning 80 in a few weeks, and he's not the same that he was when he was 50 or 60.
Right.
And the two of us sat there sobbing and asking the question, why would a loving God do this? Meaning take away the memory, the eyesight, the hearing, the strength at the end of life. And this song was the answer that we came up with, and it seems to be providing comfort for so many thousands and thousands of people. I'll tell your listeners that what it shares, if they didn't listen to the clip, is that the reason this person might have to lose these things towards the end of life is because they're too heavy to carry with them on angel's wings. And that's on Colin Ray's brand new album called Tracks, and I have to say I think it's one of the most extraordinary albums I've ever heard. I'm so honored to be a part of it. I could just pinch myself.
I have a feeling that you're going to find the Alzheimer's Foundation and other organizations utilizing your song.
I hope so. We really do want to help people. And, you know, that's one of the tremendous powers of songwriting, that it is a way to help or to touch literally millions of people.
Mm.
And I hope I can help some of your listeners to express what's in their heart in a way that can touch millions of people. I'm not sure if they're aware that I am teaching with some other incredible teachers in your area in Litchfield, Connecticut, at a retreat Memorial Day weekend. And in addition to myself, there are two other extraordinary songwriters. Beth Nielsen Chapman, who's best known for writing Faith Hill's This Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
She's an incredible artist also, and gosh, everybody has cut her songs, from Bonnie Raitt to Trisha Yearwood and Elton John, and the list is incredible. And also Jerry Vandiver, who has had quite a few hits with Tim McGraw, and a Nashville publisher named Cheryl Blackman, who's published songs with virtually everybody in country music. And we're going to be at this beautiful, beautiful retreat area in Litchfield. It's just gorgeous. It's called the Wisdom House. And we'll be there Memorial Day weekend teaching this terrific retreat, teaching songwriters and also listening to their material and helping them to learn how to express what's in their hearts.
Is there a phone number people can call for information?
There sure is. There's a website, too. The phone number is 617-558-9978. And they can speak with Barbara Levy. And they can also go to the website to get additional information in great detail, including the schedule and all of the information about the retreat and teachers. That's www.songs.com. songshopscoop.com. songshopscoop.com. And while we're on the topic of websites and things, I want to let your listeners know I have a website that offers free songwriting tips.
I'm psychic. I just wanted to tell you something.
Amazing.
I am a psychic guy, and I can just guess that it's Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Blume, B-L-U-M-E.com.
That is amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, you can also probably get the book there, and you can also get it on PMPnetwork.com on our PMP Network Superstore. You better pick up the Billboard's book, Six Steps to Songwriting Success, the comprehensive guide to writing and marketing hit songs.
Thank you. Great. Also, I'll put in a plug, I've just finished my own first CD.
Wow.
I'm very excited about, and it's available only at the website, the www.jasonblume.com. And what it is, it's called The Way I Heard It, and it's my versions of songs that major artists have recorded, but it's the way I felt them in my heart.
Hold. And unless you have our address already.
I don't know if my assistant has your address or not.
Probably not, so we'll tell you to put on hold.
Okay.
But we're just, again, reminding you, Jason Blume, he'll be in the Connecticut area, not that far from wherever you are listening to this. Unless, of course, you're on the West Coast, and you can always go to his website, jasonblume.com. But again, for more information on this retreat, you can call 617-558-9978 and ask for Barbara. And good luck with the thing. We're looking forward to talking to some of the other folks who are participating as well.
Great.
And it was a pleasure talking to you, Jason.
Well, thanks so much. You too.
Hang on now, okay?
Okay.